I know that when the subject first came up in the board meeting, and this was in late 60 at the time I was president, it was promoted basically by AIEE. And some of us in IRE, more particularly, Harrod and Pratt, Lloyd Berkner, what was Texas Instruments man's name?
Pat Hackett,
and myself, mm-hmm. would thrash it out over the luncheon table from time to time. And we agreed that, yes, let's at least meet with these people. And this happened early in 61. Mm-hmm. And the result of that meeting was, let's explore it a bit. And then we appointed four representatives from IRE, namely the four I mentioned, mm-hmm. to meet with four people from AIEE, who were Clarence Linder, Warren White, Robert Elliott Robertson, and I think it was Henley Blackman mm-hmm. was the fourth man from AIEEE, and we met two or three times, off and on, during 1961. Then in 1962, it was Pat Haggerty's turn to be president of IRE. Mm-hmm. And we all agreed, particularly in IRE, that if it was going to be done, it was going to have to be done with a confines of 1 year. Because annually, at the end of the calendar year, the composition of the boards changed. Mm-hmm. And several of the people involved might or might not be in a position to be effective the following year. Mm-hmm. In other words, who was going to succeed Pat Haggerty as president of IRE? Well, we knew the man. We knew him quite well. He was Dan Noble of Motorola. And he was on the last IRE board meeting when it was sure that the AIEEE merger was going through. As a token to Dan Noble, he was elected an IRE president for 1963. Of course, it meant nothing. Mm-hmm. But he would have made a good IRE president. And if a merger had, for some reason, fallen aside, he would have been